Hello and welcome to the Center for Victory podcast of your best day yet. Here at Center for Victory, we're here to help unlock, reinforce, and enrich relationships through personal and professional development. My name is Zach Del Turco. I'm an executive consultant here at the Center for Victory. And today we have the one and only Eric Guy back, Chief Victory Officer. And we're going to be talking this month about the idea of giving, generosity, and gratitude.
Yes.
And we're really focusing right now on your new book that hasn't been released yet. Hopefully it will be in the next couple weeks.
Yes.
But we're talking about just the power of giving.
Yes.
And I want to start off with this question. What does giving do to somebody's emotions?
Yeah, we said before in the last podcast, we talked about the health benefits of giving. You know, it's really shifting your mindset, but it actually makes you feel better. I mean, there's evidence that during gift-giving behavior, so whatever that is, of your time, of your resources, of your money, just whatever you give to other people, that humans secrete this, what they call feel-good chemical, which can be, you know, dopamine, but such as serotonin, the feel-good chemical, like I said, of dopamine, oxytocin, which is a compassion and bonding chemical that we have, which helps with relationships. Yeah. All right, but what's cool is if you look at some of the studies, like with the fMRI machines, when the areas of the brain that light up during giving are the same as when we eat dessert, receive money, or fall in love.
Man, I should probably give a little bit more
instead of holding dessert. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, but our bottom line is, if you want to feel better, be a giver. If you want to impact your relationships, give more. And I think going back to what we said in our earlier podcast is to make sure that when you give, you know, don't expect anything back. You're going to get something back. It's a natural consequence of that. But I think people give for the wrong motive sometimes. And if you just give and don't expect anything back, I think you'll experience, you'll experience a lot.
Yeah. And I believe that there's power in stories.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody who maybe has never given before, you know, what's one of the most impactful stories that you have on giving?
That goes, you know, back to one of the greatest gifts I think my father gave to me was respect for our military. He was in the military, and I've always had great respect and honor for the military. And this happened a few years ago. My son and I were checking out of it was a Chinese restaurant. We were there. We like Chinese. We went in. But what was happening, there was a very old man and his wife that were checking out right behind us. And he had a World War II veteran hat on. So, I mean, it tells you his age. And I just felt, because that, you know, I get been instilled with that, I just felt the urge or the need to give to him by paying for their meal.
Hmm.
And, you know, I told the lady behind the counter, I said, I'll pay for their meal too. And I'm going to try to tell this story without getting emotional. I mean, it's happened so many years, and I get emotional every time I tell it because it was so impactful. It was like $10.36. I mean, I don't know the exact amount anymore, but it was so low. It was less than 12 bucks.
Yeah.
Right? I gave that to him. I turned around and I said, thank you for your service. Right? And I shook his hand, and my son shook his hand. This guy who has given everything for our country teared up and said, thank you.
Hmm.
And you want to talk about having a hit of dopamine? And like we joked last time about getting high, like I had an overdose. I had to get out of there. I mean, I was sort of crying like uncontrollably, which is, you know, not me normally. And I just told my son, I said, let's get out of here. And he'll tell you the story.
Let's get out right now.
He thought something was wrong with me.
Hit and run.
Yeah. So I'm in the car, man, and finally I got to the car just overwhelmed with emotion because this guy thanked me. I thought I was doing him a favor, but like I really had an overdose of giving. But it just, reinstated the power of giving and what we get back. I mean, I wasn't asking for anything. I just thought I would do that. But what I got back was just an abundance of good feeling. I mean, it just has lasted to this day. But that's probably been, oh my goodness, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. Wow. But still to this day is just such an impact of giving and how that comes back.
That's so powerful. That is so powerful.
Just the reciprocal nature of giving. It was awesome. I'll never forget it. And what's cool about that is my son was with me.
Mm-hmm.
So he saw it too. Yep. And
passing down that legacy of giving. So you talked about giving plays a part of your mindset,
mm-hmm.
plays a part of your health, plays a part of your emotions, plays a part pretty much of everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
What is one piece of advice that you would give to us as it comes to this idea of giving?
I think if you truly want to be a better person, and I'm coming from a place of where we see most people, you know, here, whether it's work, whether it's our professional life, whatever it might be, most people, I believe, want to get better. They want to be successful. They want to be happy. They want to experience joy in their life. They want to have great relationships. You know, and that's okay to want those things. But if you really want those things, the best way to do that is start by being a giver.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how much less worry, fear, doubt, anger you'll have if you're a giver. And when you give, be cheerful. It creates so much more. So it creates so much more abundance in your life, mm-hmm. really, just to be a giver. And you know, to give back to that, I mean, there is a miracle drug out there that everybody's looking for, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're tuning in, I'm going to give you this secret. That miracle drug is altruism.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the drug that just keeps giving back. And it's free.
So somebody might not know what altruism is, yeah. right? So what is that?
It's service to others. I mean, yeah. it's about giving back to others and being more concerned about someone other's well-being, their health, their well-being, than you are yourself.
That's good. So as we finish up, mm-hmm. like we do every single time, give us some bullet points, some applications, or the highlights of today's podcast.
Yeah, instead of bullet points, I thought I'd just kind of leave with a question or a call to action is this. What is the life you want to give? So if you're listening to this, if you're watching this, really, you know, just take a step back, maybe take 5 or 10 minutes to reflect. If you're listening to this in your car during a workout or something like that, just ask yourself, you know, what is the life I want to give, right? What do I want to create and start doing things, giving towards that purpose?
That's good. I want to leave you guys with this quote, and it's unknown who said it, but the true measure of life is not what you can get, but it's what you can give. And I think that's so true. Like in my life, I know for a fact, I don't get so much fulfillment when I get something mm-hmm. as though I give. It's better to give than to receive.
Yeah.
And I think this is such an important topic, especially in the month of November when we're talking about Thanksgiving and gratitude going into December about, you know what, it's not about what I can get. It's not another Christmas present, but how can I contribute to society? How can I help somebody who's needs stuff more than I do,
yeah.
Whether that be your time, resources, or money.
Yep.
So,
very good.
Thank you guys so much for staying tuned. If you like what you hear, leave some comments in the comment section below. We just want to see if you guys have any questions or what was your high point of today's message. Also, you can follow us on all social medias. Hit that little bell button on the right-hand side. You'll get notifications of when we post or when our new videos come up. Also, you can follow us at centerforvictory.com. Reach out to us, and we would love to hear and meet you in person. But we always love to leave it with this, the quote of the century. Let's say it together.
All right, exactly.
Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, make this your best day yet.
See ya.